Demetrius and Philip, living proof that Eric does have friends.
Because we're not paying those guys.
Back to Q105's The Morning After.
All right, good to have you with us on December 2nd, 9:25 with The Morning After. It's Eric and Demetrius. Bumble Ashley is here today. Podcast up on the website, Q1055.com, after the show. I know we were talking about the Pillow Guy commercial last hour. I had heard this commercial a while back, something about like the greatest bra ever and how it was comfortable, because this is an issue.
That does not exist. That is like a fairy tale. That probably doesn't exist.
It was on in the middle of the night, so I'm assuming it was some kind of like as seen on TV scam.
Sure.
It works for one person, or whatever. But it did make me think, paired with how Demetrius has to dress now, because you're an intern, you dress nicely. You dress a little differently now. Ashley, it's bra that's uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you have to wear regularly that you dislike?
Anything. I don't like pants. I hate wearing pants. I don't know if that's... I just hate pants.
In general?
In general.
You don't have to wear any kind of...
You would have loved the 50s.
Yeah, yeah. Like dresses all day, or day. Yeah.
You don't have to wear anything particular over at the hotel, right?
We're like business casual, and we're like trendy, so we can do like jeans and whatever.
Okay. So does that bother you, though?
No, I like it better than like the front desk. My homegirls at the front desk, like, they have to wear like an actual like weird feeling shirt, and I feel bad for them because that is not comfortable.
Philip's not here with us, and he would say like uncomfortable would be like anything, and that's not what I'm going for here.
That keeps this python confined.
this thing needs
to be released upon the earth.
So pants wouldn't count. Pants wouldn't count, but bra would be the go-to.
For sure. Yeah.
D, how are you having transitioned into the business world, managing the clothing that you have to wear now?
I like it. I mean, I enjoy, you know, throwing on a suit and a tie and, you know, my rebellious like dress socks that, but,
what do you mean rebellious? Like there's Superman on?
Oh, yeah. Like there's like the X-Men, or like I have a pair of Avengers socks, or, you know, anything that just like bubbles with a little bit of personality. So, like, I like that. I mean, I enjoy it.
Tie, too?
I love it.
Like, you'll wear the tie all day?
Before you came to the station, way back in the day, I used to have, and it was only me, random tie Wednesdays. And I would come to work wearing a shirt and a tie every Wednesday. Don't know why. Just did it. Took it off as soon as I got home.
I was saying, did you like go out after work?
No.
Like, it's random tie Wednesday because I'm going to go, you know, talk with the ladies or something.
So, what is it that you wear that you don't enjoy wearing? I mean, I know it's a suit for a lot of people, or a tie.
You know
for
what
a lot
I
men.
You know,
Ashley, maybe with Kevin too.
Kevin doesn't like to wear pants either. We're legit a no pants family.
And there's only two kids.
Yeah, my kid comes
in. Oh,
that's
right. You can't have anymore.
I am done. Yeah, can't. Took care of that problem. No, like legit Tucker walks in the door and he's like, can I take my pants off now?
Oh, great. You'll be the one that answers the door when children's services comes
no,
over.
No, he's totally cool. He's like, yep. I'm like, go for it, bro. Pants down.
How's Kevin, your husband, with like suits and
I don't really think he likes wearing them. Like, I feel like he feels like he's gonna have to go to a funeral, and he hates funerals. Like, that's like when he has to get dressed up.
I don't know if there's anybody that really likes funerals.
No, but like I think getting dressed up, he's like,
that'd be a good marketing thing. Like, let's put the fun back in funeral.
Yeah.
Like,
don't end up like
we've
that
hit Tootsie Rolls all over your grandpa.
And
you jump in there, yes. We want you to find them. There's a golden Tootsie Roll. Somebody gets a plot paid for it.
Watch out for the lemon drop.
Yeah. Don't touch the bodies. Use the tongs, please, to pull the hand up. So there's nothing as a man that you're troubled by wearing?
And I don't mean straight leg jeans.
Okay.
Oh,
I don't like straight leg jeans.
Got
my wife's
boot cut?
My wife's, no. I like loose fit jeans.
Okay.
But my wife is like on me about like changing up the style of my jean.
Which you bought them on eBay recently.
And I buy them on eBay because you can't find them in like regular people stores. They've already had to been put on somebody's butt or something. And then they go like this, I'm tired of them, I'm gonna put them on eBay. So I gobble them all up. And she's like, well, we just need to change it up. And I'm like, I don't like changing it up. I don't like denim like rubbing on my thighs like that. I like it. I like some breathable room here.
My knees need to move.
Yeah.
I would love for my mom, who's not alive, to take you jean shopping so she can go, Demetrius, do you have enough room in the crotch?
At least she yelled it. My mom would just go, come out here, and then put her hand down my pants and like she like tug on the waistband, and then she grabbed the crotch and pulled down on it, and I'm like, first of all, I don't know if we're in a fitting or if you're trying to start a lawnmower, because like, there's way too much yanking going on right now.
So like, trendy jeans would be uncomfortable for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I don't like skinny jeans.
Yeah,
that, I don't understand.
I don't get that. Like, but whatever. To each his own. I prefer loose fit jeans, and the only people that make the loose fit jeans that I really enjoy are Lucky Brand.
Okay.
Kevin has a pair of those. Those are nice.
Which you purchased on eBay.
Which I purchased on eBay.
With a great cost savings.
Yeah. And somebody.
That's so hilarious.
Yeah. Somebody's scrotal sweat already on.
Like in a minute, like when you said eBay, and I was like, oh, yeah, I've bought jeans off of Amazon. Yeah. And I was like, wait, no. He said eBay.
eBay. Yeah. eBay. Yeah. Like I have yet to get a pair of jeans that have a tag on them. Is it just.
As long as you're not buying swim trunks that way, you're probably okay.
I save that for the Salvation Army.
So,
9:31, it's the morning after. Eric Chase, Demetrius Nicodemus, Bumble Ashley podcast on the website, Q1055.com, after the show.
Getting you through the hardest part of your workday with the Russ Ryder Show, weekdays at 10 a.m. on Q1055.